A boy from Kashmir in North India became a student of Bhagwan's school in Prashanti Nilayam in 1983. Swami would often talk to him. However, he would think, Swami is great, no doubt, but how can he be God? If he is God, he would not be on earth. God belongs to the heavens. One day, Bhagwan called him for an interview. Looking straight in his eye, Swami said, You are thinking that Swami is not the universal Lord, isn't it? The boy immediately became defensive and started saying, No, no, Swami, I didn't say that. The next moment, Swami's hand went up in the air, and in his hand was a picture of this boy smoking a cigarette behind a movie theater, something he had indulged in the last day of his 10th grade and was confident that nobody knew about it. From that day, his longing for Bhagwan intensified, and Swami too blessed him with numerous opportunities. So much so that for weeks together, Swami would talk to him every single day. And then one fine day, for no apparent reason, all the interactions stopped. It was absolute indifference from Bhagwan. This boy tried everything to get Bhagwan's attention back, but Swami would just not relent. This sad saga continued for 9 months. The boy concluded that Swami does not like him anymore. One evening, he was late to the mandir and was sitting behind. As the bhajan started, suddenly a thought surfaced. Swami, it's okay if you don't like me, and if you don't want to talk to me, but I still love you. I will always love you. Just this thought filled him with solace and happiness. Months of sadness melted away, and tears of joy started streaming down his cheeks. He was lost in his sea of bliss. With this realization, a few minutes later, he gleefully opened his eyes, and to utter delight, there was Bhagwan standing in front and beckoning him to come near. He ran to the Lord, and Bhagwan's hand instantly went up in the air, and ever so lovingly, Swami now applied the materialized vibhuti on his forehead and then asked, as if nothing had happened, When are your parents coming? Call them. I want to give an interview. The Lord is described as Kshirabdi Shayana, the one reclining on the ocean of milk. Once the heart is filled with unconditional love for the Lord, that's when it becomes pure and white like milk. And in this pure heart ocean of devotion, reclines and shines the all-pervasive Lord Narayana in all his glory and sublimity.